An elegant woman stands on a stepped plinth. She holds a shining torch aloft against the backdrop of a blue sky filled with fluffy white clouds. Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. A bearded gent whacks a golf ball into the camera lens, which breaks. Happy Madison Productions.
Terrific.
A black and white photo of a house.
It all started 27 years ago. That's an orphanage. That's me in the basket. I guess somebody didn't want me. I hear they did want the basket back, though. But it was fine in the orphanage. That's me in the third row. I wasn't very popular. Of course, everybody wanted to be adopted. Luckily, lots of families came, and everybody got to go live with a family. Oh, except me. But I tried not to give up hope. Then, one day, something magical happened, just like out of a fairy tale. Do you remember the one where the wolf huffed and puffed and blew the piggy's house down, and he was wearing a glass slipper, I think, and they had a pumpkin? Plus, there was that other thing? Well, the same thing happened to me. Only vastly different. I changed. And the next thing you know, people seemed to like me for once. And then pictures were taken and suddenly I found the family I always wanted. Oh, I forgot to tell you. My name is Shelley. Now I live in the Playboy Mansion. And this is where I want to live happily ever after.
Columbia Pictures presents, in association with Relativity Media, a Happy Madison production, in association with Alta Loma Entertainment. The House Bunny. Gorgeous girls play with beach balls outside the Playboy Mansion.
Ah, nice
catch! Awesome throw!
Good!
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi, Hep. Hi, girls.
Hi, Shelly. Looking good.
She waves.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
Thank you. You guys have to try one of these. Marvin makes the best margaritas.
That's because they're mangaritas. I invented them myself. I added my own little Marvin twist to them.
Well, you're the best twister I know.
No, Shelly, you're the best twister.
Shelly.
Hi.
Why are you keeping the rich, good-looking, famous guys all to yourself? You should introduce me.
Oh, of course. Guys, this is Cassandra. She's only been here for a few months, but everybody loves her because she's super beautiful and she never throws up on anybody when she's drunk.
Yeah. So, Shelly, are you a centerfold?
Oh, she wishes.
Yeah, I do. So keep all your fingers crossed. Hopefully Hef will give me the good news this weekend at my birthday party. I've got my turn-ons all ready and everything. Being centerfold is the highest, most prestigious honor there is. It says, I'm naked in the middle of a magazine. Unfold me.
I gotta tell you, it seems you've got a pretty good life here.
Oh, it's paradise. We are just one big family. I am so happy. Why would I want to live anywhere else?
Cute blonde Shelly looks dreamy. A bank of paparazzi flash away with their cameras. Shelly and some of the bunnies carry boutique bags down a wide staircase. In a hair salon, Shelly beams and chatters away as a stylist blow-dries her hair. From her chair, Shelly examines her new haircut in a mirror. She looks delighted. In the mansion's garden, Shelly, in pink hot pants, leads an exercise routine with some other bunnies. They all bend over and touch the ground. A watching gardener's face is distorted by a leaf blower. The bunnies are in a clothes boutique. Shelly does a twirl in a pink dress.
We'll put this on the mansion tab and have it all sent over this afternoon.
Are we just the luckiest girls in the whole world?
Yes, you are.
Your birthday party on Friday is so much fun, Shelly!
Oh my god, I bet you're gonna get this over! Oh.
Cassandra joins the excited bunnies. Night, in the ballroom at the Playboy Mansion, it's Shelly's birthday party. Wearing yellow lingerie and matching bunny ears, Shelly leads the girls in a butt-waving dance. The dancers, all in sexy lingerie, smack each other's behinds. Shelly wiggles up and down. Shelly's name is written in huge, shiny letters on the wall. The big crowd of revelers applauds. A guy on a bike wheels a massive cake across the floor. The tall cake, which has jewels planted in the white icing, arrives beside an astonished Shelley. Enormous basketball player Shaquille O'Neal picks Shelley up so she can blow out a candle planted in the number 27 on top of the cake. The next morning, Marvin brings a breakfast tray to Shelley's bedroom. She wears pink bunny ears, and so does her cat, Pooter.
Good morning, Shelley. Rise and shine, sweetheart.
Good morning, Marvin. Good morning, Pooter. You're looking dapper.
Your blueberry French toast is ready.
Oh, ooh la la. That's French, right?
Yeah, but more important than the food, I actually added something to your orange juice.
Oh, Marvin, thank you so much for telling me. Usually I don't find out until much later.
Oh, no, to add zest to the drink, first I put in some vanilla extract and, of course, some egg yolks. And then I have a secret ingredient. All right, you twisted my arm. It's chili powder. Yeah, it just explodes your taste buds, so the drink just envelops your mouth.
Oh, I love having my mouth enveloped. What's that?
An envelope.
Is this from Hef? Is this my birthday gift? Oh, Pooter, is it finally happening? Am I Miss November? That's what I wished for when I blew out my candle. Oh my gosh, I just told you my wish. Now it won't come true. Ooh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to tell. It just came out. My teeth couldn't stop it. I take it all back.
She breathes in sharply.
Okay, I'm ready.
She takes a letter from the envelope and reads.
Dear Shelley. Oh my gosh, it's me. Wait, there's more. Please move out of the mansion immediately.
Her beaming smile changes to a disbelieving gawp.
Move out? You have 2 hours to collect your belongings and leave the premises. All my love, Hef. Hef's kicking me out? Why would he do that? This is my home. This is my family.
I hate to say this, Shelley, but maybe it's because of your age.
But I'm 27.
Yeah, but that's 59 in bunny years.
But I just turned 27 last night. It's almost like I'm still 26 or 58. I've got to talk to Hef. Maybe he'll let me stay. Hef? 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 Hef?
To Marvin.
Where is he?
He left for Vegas, Shelley. I don't think he's that good with goodbyes.
Why is this all happening?
Outside.
Where's my pink Prius?
The Prius actually belongs to the company. This is the car you came here with.
But.
Marvin opens the driver's door on the knackered brown station wagon.
Come on, Pooter. We have to go find a new place to live. Come on now. Come here, Pooter.
Here, let me help, Shelley. Hey, Pooter. Shelly's calling you now. Come on, Pooter. Go with Shelly, buddy. Pooter. Oh, that hurt. Go with Shelly. Pooter.
Pooter attaches himself to Marvin's chest.
Why don't I just keep him here for a little while until he calms down?
Okay. Well, don't worry, Pooter. I'm going to find us a really nice place to live. And then maybe you'll want to come live with me.
I'm sure you will. Well, you take care, Shelley.
Marvin strokes the angry cat's back as Shelley starts up the station wagon and drives away. With Pooter still stuck to his chest, Marvin waves. Shelley waves back.
Hi.
The clapped-out car's exhaust backfires. A bumper sticker reads, "Mean people are mean." Night, Shelley's parked by the roadside.
I know it's an embarrassment to live in a beat-up car, but don't lose faith, Pooter. I'm going to get a great job soon and find us a super place to live with a new family. I pinky promise, Pooter.
Shelley's talking to a picture of Pooter hung on the car's mirror. She brushes her teeth and rinses with soda, then spits out of the window. A cop pulls up.
Good evening, ma'am. You, violated code 753. That's unlawful spitting.
I was just brushing my teeth.
You currently residing in this car, ma'am? I'm going to have to issue another ticket.
Would you maybe stop giving me tickets if I told you I was having a really bad week because I used to be a Playboy bunny, but I got kicked out of the mansion because I'm 59 years old?
I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car and take a breathalyzer.
Noises.
I'm going to need you to blow on this.
Really? I guess.
She shrugs and kneels down slowly. In jail.
You tried to do what? To a cop?
I was just doing what he said. He was in a uniform and everything.
Don't worry, sweetie. First-timers only get one night.
He'll be back on the street selling it in no time. But I'm not a prostitute. I was just brushing my teeth. I like your tights. And, you know, you should really go for a more natural look. All that heavy makeup just hides your beauty.
I'm a dude.
Oh, well, you're good like that.
Daytime. Shelley leaves the Mid-Wilshire County Courthouse wearing a pink top that leaves her midriff exposed and a tiny white miniskirt. She totters down the steps in heels and scans around. With a white handbag slung over her shoulder, she sits on the curb by the roadside. I just wanna feel today, feel today, feel today. I just wanna feel something today. Wearing an anxious expression, Shelley dips into her handbag and takes out a compact mirror and lip pencil. I just wanna feel something today. Open. Three lithe young women pass on the pavement behind Shelley. She watches them in her compact mirror.
So did you hear about the pool party at Jordan's? It was unbelievable.
Oh, last Saturday?
Yes.
Oh my God, he makes the best margaritas.
Yep, it's because he uses mangoes.
No, really?
You read about him somewhere.
Yeah, mangoritas.
I know.
Yes, seriously, I'm scared.
No, you have not. Yes.
Two of them I succeeded.
Really?
It was amazing.
Oh, no.
Wide-eyed Shelley follows the girls to a sorority house.
Looks like a mini Playboy mansion.
Shelley heads up the path towards the grand white building. She enters the hallway and gawps at the nicely decorated interior. Pretty blonde Ashley skips down the stairs and looks surprised.
Hi!
Hi!
Shelley hugs Ashley.
Hi. Can I help you?
Yes, I would like to live here, please.
Oh, I know, right? But you have to be asked to live here. Do you go to this school?
This is a school? Where are the desks?
No. This is a sorority house? At a school? And you do look like an older, sluttier version of the type of girl we would want. But I'm sorry you're not a student. It was so nice talking to you.
But I really think it's
so nice.
Grinning Ashley sashays out past Shelley.
And our piano is from Tuscany, very high-end. I believe that every detail of the house should be a reflection of the girls who live here.
Hi. Do you ladies go to school here, too?
Not anymore. We're the house mothers of the sororities on campus.
That's so dope. Do you live in the houses with the girls?
Yes.
Ah, that's even dopier. So what do house mothers do?
We oversee the meal plans, chaperone the social events, make sure the girls stay out of trouble.
Oh my gosh, that's exactly what I used to do back at the mansion. Can I be one too?
I'm sorry. This is a sorority, not a brothel.
A brothel? Oh, I'm not looking to make soup. I'm looking to be like you. I want to be a house mother.
We have standards. Standards that you clearly do not meet, but it was nice to meet you.
But I just want
to. Shelley looks hurt and turns to leave the house. One of the house mothers nips out of the room and touches Shelley's arm.
Try Zeta. Their last house mother was hospitalized with hallucinations.
Awesome. Awesome.
Shelley stands in front of another house with a darkened porch and tall pointed frontage. She looks uncertain. The sign above the entrance reads Zeta with the E missing. Shelley approaches and knocks on the door.
Hello?
Shelley rattles the front door. The Z falls off the sign and smacks her on the head. She falls in the bushes.
Please, 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 we are trying so hard, I promise you.
This seems really unfair, and I'm not going to attack you. I don't want you to feel attacked by all of us, so I'm just going to say me. To me, this feels really unfair.
Natalie, look, I feel the same way you do. But the fact remains, you guys have not met your requirements for 3 years running now. And I'm under a lot of pressure from other sororities, complaining that we're bending the rules for you.
By other sororities, do you happen to mean Phi Iota Mu?
I really don't think it matters who complained. Natalie, rules are rules.
He heads off. Shelley tickles Natalie's hand with a stick.
Ah! Drama queen.
Oh, I'm sorry I scared you. Do you think you could help me out of here, though?
Well, yeah.
Oh, thanks. I'm so sorry. I think I broke your Z.
Oh, no, it's okay. It falls off, like, every time we open the door.
Well, at least you still have T and A.
T and A. Who are you?
Shelley composes herself, hands on hips.
My name is Shelley, and I'm here to be your house mother.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Shelley, but, unfortunately, it's a little too late. We're about to lose our charter, so, if we don't have a house, we won't really be needing a house mother.
Oh, well, why are they going to take your house away?
Because we get no pledges. And everyone kind of thinks we're losers.
That's so sad. Why does everyone else get all the pledges?
Well, they have great parties, and boys actually like them.
I'm an expert at parties and boys. I'm a bunny. Men write to me from prison, sometimes in their own blood. I mean, I assume it's theirs. Who knows? I don't. I'm sorry, I'm nervous right now because I really want to help you guys because I know I can do it.
Wow, a bunny? Like a centerfold?
Oh, bless your heart, no. Just a couple of small pictorials. Girls of the Midwest, girls of GEDs, girls of Charlie Sheen. But now I'm a homeless person.
God, I'm so sorry. Good luck.
Wait, but I can really help you guys.
Natalie enters Zeta House.
So if we don't get pledges, we lose our charter.
We need 30.
30 pledges? There's 7 of us, dude.
Technically 7.5 now.
Hey!
Oh, nothing a little fertilizer can't help. Ooh!
Not you, Tanya. I was talking about Harmony.
Actually, 7.75 as of Tuesday last week.
Guys, we're never going to get that many pledges. This is just their way of shutting us down.
This is awful.
Hey, Joanne, just FYI, you've got refrigerator magnets stuck to your brace again. I actually need that. That's our grocery list.
I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Did so.
Why do we need knee-highs?
Oh, my God.
Pointing outside.
Oh, my God. There's boys on our lawn.
Shelley does yoga moves on the lawn.
Are they lost?
Nice. The Leaning Panther. I like that. Yoga's hot. So, are you a Zeta?
Oh, I wish.
Yeah, I do, too, because Zeta will be my new favorite Hizzity Hang.
Well, she is not a Zeta, because she's our new Hizzity house mother. She'll be Hizzy Tizzy. She'll be here all the time.
You're hiring me?
Oh, give me some. Oh, oh God.
Why are they acting like that?
Yes.
Boys just being boys. Thank goodness.
Frumpy Natalie looks delighted, then contemplative.
Oh my gosh, I am just so happy that you guys want me here. You are not going to be sorry.
So this is how we're going to get pledges? Hiring an archaically superficial reflection of the male fantasy?
Well, guys like her. And since guys don't like us, I figured, you know, she could help.
So in order to be in a sisterhood, now we have to be popular?
No, in order to keep our house, though, we do have to be popular, yes. So, you know, I figured Shelly here could teach us how.
Okay, look, don't get me wrong. I love guys. But I lived in a house filled with girls for 9 years, and I know that there's nothing better than just being with your sisters, sharing, talking all night, painting each other's bodies, baking penis cookies, playing with monkeys.
Where'd you live?
The Playboy Mansion.
A girl in a hat, Lily, nips over and whispers to brunette Harmony.
No, that doesn't make her a hooker. Sorry.
Lily scurries out of the room.
She's shy. She's so shy. That's Lily, also, by the way.
Lily.
And, this here is Harmony.
Harmony.
Harmony looks quizzically at Shelley.
And Carrie May.
Carrie May.
And then Joanne over there.
Joanne.
Wow. You hired the Exorcist. That's great.
What is that? Is that like a Yoda thing or what? That's fun, but what?
Oh, no. It's just this thing I do to remember people's names.
Natalie.
So, thank you guys so much for letting me be your house mother.
No, it's no problem. Because you just...
Oh, this is just going to be great. But I have to go take a shower because I haven't had one since I slept in my car and spent the night in jail.
Sweet.
Shelley appears topless.
Hi, girls.
Shelley, hi, where's your robe?
Oh, I just like to air dry.
Oh, she just likes to air dry. My God, you're so vapid.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. You're like the 100th person who's told me that.
Shell? Just a quick little side note. I don't think that some of the girls in this house have even seen their own bodies naked, so they probably don't really want to see your, perfectly engineered boobs.
Well, I'm just walking around in the body God and Dr. Borkman gave me.
She takes off her towel.
Hey, Shelley, why don't you throw some clothes on? We've got a lot of work to do.
This year, we are going to get lots and lots of pledges.
Okay. Ooh, we also need to raise money for our philanthropy.
What's a philanthropy?
Oh, no, it's a philanthropy. It's like a charity.
Oh, I love charity. One time at the mansion, I even let Bob Saget grind on me during a slow dance.
Oh, and here's a list of ideas I came up with for fundraisers, you know, that might make us a little more popular. So, please, you know, take a read.
Start a beekeeping club.
Mm-hmm. We could have the masks even.
Paleolithic bake sale.
Hi, dinosaurs, like everyone saw Jurassic Park.
BYOM, bring your own man?
No, bring your own mouse. Which is better, you know, because they're cute and they're little and you can hold them. And also, another thing that I thought of was you could dress them up. It's the whole fun part of it is you can like put them in little outfits, you can make like an Abraham Lincoln mouse. And you could do like Joan of Arc. Why do everyone's eyes glaze over when I talk about this?
Whoa, no, they weren't glazing. They were just taking a break. Natalie, these are super, super great ideas.
Thank you, I worked really hard.
But we might want to try something a little more sexy.
Outside.
Car wash! Come get your car washed! Here we are at the Zeta House Car Wash!
I have a car, and I'm great at washing it.
I am so offended right now.
Come on, guys. Let's give her a chance.
Car wash!
You said you needed to raise money.
Well, washing cars is a fun and sexy way to make all the money that we need. So,
car wash! Car wash! We're having a car wash! Car wash!
I can't bend that way.
Hey, watch this guy.
Harmony wipes her pregnant tummy. Bikini-clad Shelley waves.
Hi, guys!
Dude, that's wild.
Oh my God, Shelley, that's Colby. I'm in love with him.
Oh, that's so sweet. How long have you guys been going out?
No, we are not going out. I've never even talked to him. And he's coming this way. What do I do?
Do sexy. Wash these cars, you sexy bitches. They're filthy, and so are you.
Wash. Did you just call us bitches?
Wash. Did she just call us sexy?
Wash. 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 Wash! Wash! Wash!
Hey, girls.
Hi. Okay, this is the first time we've ever spoken.
Hi. We're just washing cars and being sexy.
Mostly sexy.
So, does anybody want a wet t-shirt?
Yeah. Or, you know, maybe some wet pants?
Natalie waters her trousers.
Oopsie. Someone went accident in her sexy pants.
So, anyway, we're having some drinks over at Theta later.
Theta.
Totally. Yeah. You, want to come over?
Yes. Well, we are a little thirsty. Maybe you guys are, too. Why don't you, have a drink right now?
I'll take a little sip.
As Colby bends to the hose, water gushes out.
Oh. I am so sorry.
Thought I'd help you wash the testosterone off your face, Colby.
Well, cool. So, what time can we drop by for drinks?
Now that you mention it, the guest list is looking pretty full, so maybe next time, all right?
Hey, Super Brace! Oh, I don't care! Oh, I don't care!
He mocks Joanne's full body brace.
Well, I think we're done here, sexy bitches.
Thanks a lot, Mona. The one chance I get to talk to Colby, and you completely ruin it.
Yeah, because the whole peeing in your pants thing was really working out well for you.
Thank you.
My car's still dirty, so I'll be out here if you need me.
A young guy pins a notice to a tree.
You want a car wash?
The guy, Oliver, looks round.
Me? Oh, no. No, I have a bike. Besides, I gotta get back to work.
Oh, yeah. I know all about work. I'm at work right now, actually.
Oh, you wash cars?
No, I'm the Zeta Sorority house mother.
You seem a little young to be a house mother.
Really? You think I'm young? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry to invade your space, but I needed that. So what's your job?
Oh, I manage a nursing home.
Oh, that's so great. You give nurses a place to live.
Actually, it's a nursing home for senior citizens. An old folks, old people, old people.
I know lots of old men, hairy and not hairy, but I don't mean to brag. So, they live there? Like an orphanage for old people?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one way you could look at it, yeah.
Their parents are gone and they live in a big building all by themselves, wondering where everybody went, and I think I'm gonna cry.
Oh, no, if you want, you know, you could stop by the nursing home, you know, because we always need, you know, volunteers to help out and visit with the old people, if you're interested.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oliver nods.
My name is Shelley, and I like long walks and hate rude people.
Oh, that's good to know. I'm Oliver.
Oliver.
Yes. I like taking long walks with rude people. Only on short piers, though.
Shelley smiles.
Oh, that's funny. You're funny.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
They part company. Inside Zeta House.
Guys. What? Okay, this isn't my fault. Don't, like, I know it was a disaster.
You guys,
but she's...
You guys, I just had the best idea for a philanthropy. Philanthropy. We are going to volunteer at Oliver's nursing home.
Who is Oliver?
He's this guy I just met. He's really sweet. And he's kind of cute, too.
Oh, well, I don't know if you guys can recognize this, but Shelley is meeting guys. And if she knows how to meet guys, then we will learn how to meet guys. The more girls will want to hang out with us, hence more pledges.
Yeah, hence. Okay, here's what we need to do. We need to get all dressed up, and then we need to go to a club and drink fruity drinks and dirty dance with each other.
Oh! Why?
To bond, you old grumpy.
Yeah, yo, grumpy to bond.
The music's playing.
Yeah.
Our bodies are sweating. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, you know, we could play some form of dodgeball, maybe.
Shelley smiles, unconvinced.
We could tie our shoes together, our tennis shoes, and we could throw them over telephone wires. Because I see that everywhere, and it seems like people would have fun doing that. Like, how hard can you throw? You know what I mean? Like, what are you...
Natalie looks at Shelley, who smiles at the others.
Or we could go to a club.
At a karaoke club, three frat boys perform on a stage. A waitress brings the Zeta girls some fruity-looking cocktails.
Six Virgin Marys and one kamikaze.
Kathy. Here's to Zetas, to making you guys the best sorority ever.
Mm. Oh, Mona, that guy's totally checking you out. Go flirt with him.
What? Right.
Think of it as research, Mona. Research.
Get over there. Get on that horse.
Go, 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 go!
Heavily pierced Mona heads over to the guy at the bar.
You like what you see, stud?
Not really sure what I'm looking at, metal face. Let me guess, is it a Hannibal Lecter thing?
Yeah, it is.
Mona bites the guy's shoulder and he runs off.
Oh, there's a big box of cuticles. Carrie Mae, go work your magic.
The only magic I've ever done was try to figure out a way to stay in college for 9 years and not go back to my trailer park in Idaho.
So, figure out a way into his heart. Just go over there and talk to him about any old thing.
Burly Carrie Mae lurches over to the hunky pool player.
Excuse me, you know where the crapper is? I have to drop off some timber.
Ah. Go away.
To Shelley.
What'd I do?
It's okay, it's just Carrie Mae. Sometimes men like their women with a little bit of mystery. So get back over there and try it again.
Carrie Mae takes a deep breath and tries her luck with the guy's friend.
Excuse me. You know where the crapper is? I have to do a very mysterious thing in there. Drop off some timber.
He looks appalled.
I'm definitely not drunk enough for that.
Crestfallen, Carrie Mae returns to the others at the table.
Well, this is good, though. This is really good practice.
Hey, it's the Zetas. Hi.
Hi.
I feel like we never see you guys out.
Never see them out either.
I met you yesterday. I was at Homeless Girl. Now I'm their house mom.
Congratulations. That's awesome. So, hey, you guys got here just in time. We're doing a little karaoke contest. Sororities versus fraternity.
Yeah, you guys could go next if you want.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, girls, always say yes to karaoke.
Yeah, we'll pick a great song for you. Don't worry, you can't be any worse than we were.
Seriously, we were wretched.
Awful.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, listen. Just give me a second. I promise the Zetas are going up on stage.
Awesome.
You guys, karaoke is so fun. You gotta get up there and do karaoke. Boys like singing. It's sexy. Go, go. Get up there. Go, go.
I think we can do it.
We can do anything better than those mannequins, you guys.
I might puke, but let's do it!
That's the spirit? All right! Get up there, you brave hearts!
The three frat boys finish their song.
All right, that was Kappa Eta Sigma!
The karaoke MC puts the mic on the stand.
Next up, the Zetas singing Like a Virgin.
The ragtag Zeta girls file on stage and stand two to a mic reading the lyrics off a screen. Ashley whispers to pal Courtney as the screen brings up alternative lyrics to the song. Natalie stops Harmony singing and glares at the sniggering crowd.
Woo!
As the girls storm off stage, Harmony realizes what happened.
That was not nice.
Awesome. You want to get cut, bitch?
Oh, classy. Very classy.
No. She's right, Courtney. I mean, we should apologize. Especially since we're about to take their house.
Oh, right. Where are you taking it?
Well, we heard that you were losing your charter, so Phi Iota Mu is going to buy your crappy house when it goes on sale after Rush.
Yes, we are going to have so many pledges, we'll need all of the extra space.
Oh, but don't worry. I mean, we'll still let you guys stay on and be the maids.
You can sweep the chimney. Won't that be nice? Does the little one understand human talk?
Oh, and I guess that when we buy your house, you'll go back to being homeless.
I'm a house mother, a Zeta house mother. And I don't like some of the things you were saying, because they do understand human talk. And you hurt their feelings.
Shelly, come on. It's not worth it. Let's go.
Yeah, you should go. It was so nice to see you.
But I really
so nice.
That was so humiliating, you guys.
I know it was awful. And I am so mad that they did that to you guys. But we can't listen to those girls.
Why? They're right. We are losers.
Oh, we're not losers. You just ignore that dumb old wall.
Well, you're not a loser, Shelly. People like you. You're pretty.
I just don't understand that kind of behavior. Trust me. You guys, I can make you way hotter than any old Phi Iota Mu. By the time I'm done, every girl on campus will want to pledge Zeta.
No, really. We are just a bunch of misfits.
Lily just texted me from the closet. She says we're not misfits.
Well, I hope she was being ironic.
Go, 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 go!
Outside.
Do it! You can do this! If I thought you all were quitting, oh, my heart would just fall out of my head!
Shelly, your heart is not in your head. Your heart has its own cavity, right under your fake boobs. Do you understand how moronic you sound when you say your heart is gonna fall out of your head?
Well, Mona, I totally understand why that saying sounds mixed up, but I don't mean it for real. I don't think that my heart is in my skull. What I mean is that sometimes logic tells you to do something, but you have to have part of your heart in it as well. My head and my heart tell me that we can save Zeta. We need 30 pledges. And I know just how to do it. By making you guys the hottest girls on campus.
A pig scurries into the house, startling the girls. Carrie Mae leaps onto the beast and pulls a t-shirt off its back.
Is that Zeta?
Yeah. This is war.
Enough is enough.
Let's do this. There's no way those bitches are getting our house.
The girls line up outside. Each of them pulls on a pink rubber glove with a flowery cuff. Using rollers, they paint the dull wooden decking bright pink. In a shop, Shelly lines up some heels.
Okay, ladies, dressing sexy is all about skimplifying. I want you to show skin in the four major regions: arms, legs, belly, and cleavage.
Is this how you skimplify?
Oh, okay, well, maybe we could let someone who doesn't have a giant baby in their belly give it a try. Okay, this is your most important secret weapon, the water bra. Just stay away from sharp corners.
This is going too far. No, no way, no.
No, just consider it like another thesis topic, you know? Conventional archetypes of beauty and their effect on the opposite sex.
In the garden outside Zeta House, the girls roll out some new turf. Indoors, Shelly's removed Mona's piercings.
Are you sure that's everything? Because feeling good on the inside is all about looking good on the outside.
Shelly waves a metal detector over Mona's crotch.
Oh, go ahead and keep that one. There are three rules to successful flirtation. Eye contact, flattery, and lots of touching. For example, let's pretend that Natalie here is a man. I'm touching his arm, I'm looking deep into his eyes, and I'm wearing deodorant, Carrie Mae.
I know.
And I might say something like this. Oh my gosh, your biceps are huge. Kiss me. And then he would kiss me. So, any questions?
What do I do with my chew?
How long would it be using this?
And also, why would he kiss you?
Books are swept off a table. A Sephora bag is emptied.
Okay, ladies. Today's lesson is makeup. First, we must highlight your eyes. The eyes are the nipples of the face.
The girls lie back into basins at a hair salon. They sit together under hair curlers, then in front of mirrors with stylists. They smile and laugh together. The girls are in a clothes shop exchanging colorful tops. Tanya, Mona, and Natalie help Shelly spin some circular clothes racks around. The beaming friends throw a selection of multicolored scarves in the air. The Zeta girls strut through a pedestrian precinct. The sun shines on the stunning gang. They wear heels and bright, tight-fitting clothes. With new hair and makeup, they're unrecognizable as their old selves. Oh. scowling girl drags her dumbstruck boyfriend away by the shirt. Guys passing by gawp at the girls.
Wow. So this is what it feels like to not be invisible.
We weren't exactly invisible before, just the anti-hot.
Check out Joanne. I really like what you've done with the bedazzler.
Thank you.
It's nice.
So what's next, Shelly?
I want all the fraternities to see how hot you guys are. Kind of like a coming out party. So we are going to take some pictures.
Oh, we are not posing for Playboy.
No, in a calendar. The girls of Zeta. Everyone will see the new you. And selling the calendars will help us raise money for our philanthropy.
Hey, you guys, Lily just texted me. She says, we look hot, and this is fun.
On the end of the line next to Carrie Mae, Lily nods. Back at the house.
Keep doing that. Keep doing that. Make love to the camera. I saw that.
Yeah, work it. Think really sexy witch. Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
A good witch.
I think you're a bad witch.
Oh.
Oh, I bet the house that falls on you is gonna be a sexy house.
Work it. Work it. You're like a supermodel, except more pregnant. Keep going.
The calendar features stunning Harmony as a sexy witch, beaming Mona in a Stars and Stripes outfit, Natalie as a seductive Santa, Lily in a bikini, Joanne as a schoolmistress, Tanya in a graduation gown, and Carrie Mae trimming a bush in the garden. At the Larchmont Senior Living Center.
Okay, Henry, very glad you finally learned how to use the suggestion box. I want to let you know that I got your message. You want less boggle and more bingo. So I'm going to work on it, okay?
Whoa, okay, what's going on with your heart?
All right. Shelly, you're here.
Oliver stands up.
Move out of the way, man.
Hey, Junior.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
Hi. We brought a donation as part of our field trophy.
Oh, great. Thank you.
We're making calendars. And before we could even get them all out, the printing press guys bought up the first batch.
Well, great. Thank you very much. This is, pay to the order of old people. That's,
Yes, and it doesn't stop there. I hope you don't mind, but I brought a few extra volunteers to help out today.
Oh, Henry, look away. Look away, okay? Look at the wall. Think of broccoli and bad bingo cards. Actually, your timing is perfect because I was about to try and organize a dance class.
Nobody signed up. And I was at the top of the list not signing up. There ain't no way I'm dancing. You can forget that.
Oh, I love to dance.
Well, let's do it.
He leaps up with a wide grin.
Okay, ladies, fan out and find a partner.
In the center's dance hall.
And maybe we should talk about this music. Wow, this music is super, super great, but we might want to try something a little sexier.
She plugs in her phone.
One, two, three, four.
Natalie and Mona help an old boy to his feet, and others start dancing.
Great job, lady.
Pregnant Harmony does some hip-thrusting moves in a flowery summer dress as two residents spin their Zimmer frames around nearby. Oliver approaches Shelly.
Shelly, I just want to thank you so much for doing this. It's just so kind.
Oh, well, kindness is just love with its work boots on.
Hey, Oliver, ask the girl to dance.
I'd love to.
Really?
They dance together.
Looking good, Jean.
Thank you.
So listen, Shelly, I was wondering if maybe you'd like to have dinner sometime.
Really? Yes. Yeah.
Great.
Oh, big suck!
Sorry. Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all good.
At the Playboy Mansion.
I'm so glad to be back.
Marvin, tell Shelly we're back and we're going to be watching a movie.
How about something spooky? No, funny. No. How about Scarface?
No, you guys, I think it should be Shelly's pick tonight.
Mr. Hefner, Shelly's actually gone. She told me to give you this letter.
Marvin hands Hef a letter. Wearing a dapper suit jacket and open neck shirt, he opens the letter and reads.
Shelly moved to Africa to work with the orphans. She left while we were gone because she says she can't deal with goodbyes. I'm going to bed. No movie tonight.
Marvin's with Cassandra.
You look nervous. I don't like when you look nervous. You will not blow this.
I just want to mix drinks. You know, my whole life, that's all I've ever wanted to do is just blend. And then you come along with your weird kryptonite death grip.
It's like this.
Oh, good God. Oh, sweet bastard, that's good.
That's right, and I'm the only woman that can make you feel like that. You will not tell Hef that we wrote that letter to Shelley.
Just do it again.
Got it?
Yeah, I got it. So I got it.
Good.
Cassandra was twisting Marvin's nipples. At a crowded fair on campus, guys buy the calendar from the girls at the Zeta booth.
Hi, take two calendars.
How? So generous, everyone's been buying two.
Actually, it's in case one gets ruined.
Oh!
Tousle-haired dude Colby rocks up behind Natalie, who's eating a hot dog.
Sweet setup here. We should totally have a mixer with you guys sometime.
Yeah. We can have a battle.
What?
One more time. We can have a battle for Galactic tonight. We're playing.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Battle for Galactic. Okay.
She said that you guys should get together some night with pudding.
Whoa. You betcha. You betcha.
At Phi Iota Mu, we are very exclusive because we can be. Many of our sisters are leaders on campus. We have a rockin' GPA and our very own Korean manicure.
The two pretty freshers head over to the excited crowd by the Zeta booth.
Hey, where are you guys going? Whose booth is that?
That's Zeta's booth.
Don't be ridiculous. Why would they have a booth? And you would go to it.
Do you want me to, do you want some ketchup? I can totally hose you some right there. Lean back. No.
An indignant looking Ashley barges through the crowd.
Excuse me?
Why'd you fart?
Did I do what?
Fart.
Where are the Zetas?
We are the Zetas, 2008 edition.
And I'm in love!
As the grinning Zeta girls clap their hands excitedly, a crowd of cheering guys swamp the booth and punch the air. Fuming Ashley thumps Courtney on the chest.
Ow! Why did you do that? I needed to hurt someone.
The girls are on a blanket on the grass.
This is so awesome, you guys. That was so much fun.
It was.
Harmony Rhinestone was all over you, girl.
How about Mona?
What? I got numbers from four boys. It was all for research.
Oh, what? Careful what you research.
But I really had fun.
Natalie, Colby was following you around like a puppy dog. Do you guys think you'll, you know?
No. I do not think, you know, that.
That? Natalie, are you a virgin?
No. am I a virgin? No.
You're a virgin!
Shelly! Shh! This is like an amphitheater in here. That's it. Oh my gosh, we have to have an Aztec party. We always wanted to have one at the mansion, but we could never find a virgin to sacrifice. Oh, Natalie, it is going to be the best time ever. We are going to have the most rockin'est party, and then we'll get our 30 pledges.
Two huge delivery trucks pull up outside Zeta House. They carry props like bongos and stone heads. Indoors, the girls get ready.
Okay, quick trick. Watch this. We are going to put little trails of Vaseline on the contours of our abs, mist it a little, and that way the light will catch our tans.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, she says you're completely ingenious, Shelly.
Thank you, Lily. That's the same as Vapid, right?
Oh, it's better than Vapid.
Is that juicy?
Yeah, I love their stuff. It's a shame nobody be able to see it, you know, under my brace.
Well, when can you take the brace off?
2004, actually.
Well, it's a good thing I asked.
No, I'm so fine. I mean, you know, it's all indented into me, and, you know, if I took it off, I wouldn't even know what would possibly happen. My spine could be like a noodle, and whoo! No, I'm really good. I'm good.
Shelly frowns.
Come with me. Joanne, when I was little, I wore a Scooby-Doo mask to school for a whole month because I thought I was ugly. Thanks, guys! And then one day a boy, Howard Rubenstock, snuck up behind me and tore it off my face. Do you know what I realized? That you were pretty?
No, that I was wearing it upside down.
I'm not really sure what you're trying to tell me, Shelley.
I'm not either, but the point is, you're a butterfly now, not an earthworm. You don't need to hide anymore. So, okay, here he comes. He runs past here every day, and I've seen you staring at him. I can tell that you like him and that you want to talk to him. Today's the day. Go invite him to our party. Go. Go.
Joanne runs off, hampered by her metal brace.
Run, Joanne, run!
As Joanne runs daintily along the pavement in pursuit of the hunky jogger, her brace buckles and snaps, then finally breaks free, shedding nuts and bolts and dropping to the ground. Bystanders applaud as the shapely, beaming Joanne, in a stylish blue vest top and pink tea-cosy hat, catches up with the jogger.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Joanne. How are you? I know you ran.
Sure, I mean, I do now.
Where's your brace?
It's gone.
Really?
Clutching a screwdriver, Shelley watches proudly. The Phi Iota Mu house mother, Mrs. Hagstrom, approaches.
Well, you're pretty pleased with yourself, aren't you?
Oh, you scared me. My heart's pounding like a nail. I guess I am a little proud.
Well, don't get too used to that feeling, because there's no way that I'm going to let a hoary little tart like you stand in the way of the Phi Iota Mu. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with Phi Iota Mu.
Hagstrom goes.
Man, someone needs a mani-pedi massage combo pronto.
Shelley!
Oh my God!
Steve said he's gonna come to the Aztec party! Steve, he's gonna come.
Yay! This is gonna be so much fun!
Night, students flock to the Zeta House Aztec party. Drummers wearing garlands surround a bamboo pulpit where Shelley does an arm-waving dance, dressed in a skimpy blue bra top and miniskirt. Shelley climbs down and greets the scantily clad Zeta girls. Mona's with a guy.
Do you find yourself more attracted to me when I'm like this? Or like this?
The second one.
Great! So because you like my boobs, would you stand there and let me go like this? For 5 minutes just in the hope that we might hook up?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Party. Badass. So, Miss December, you got your bikini on under there?
Huh? No, actually, just my big water.
Natalie, there you are. Oh, Bobby and Zach from Kappa are just dying to meet you. I'm sorry, Colby, but Natalie is a very hot commodity. Jesus.
Wait a second. Are we leaving?
Yes.
Why? I have like the world's hugest crush on him. So I don't really...
Well, I know, then we need to let him see how in demand you are. Always remember, boys want what other boys want.
Right.
Natalie squints at a stone head.
Are you Lily?
That's a cute costume, Lil.
But you know, I was gonna ask you this, because I've been seeing these all over. I mean, this is an Aztec party. You know, the statues don't really fit, because those are from Easter Island, which is like 2,000 miles away, as you probably know, in Polynesia.
Wait, Natalie, you're too smart. Boys don't like girls that are too smart.
Right, God, I hope Colby didn't hear me say that.
Shelley, you really know all the tricks. How do you do it, you know? I mean, with Colby here and with Oliver asking you out, it's like we might both lose our virginity this year.
Yeah!
Ashley marches out of a quiet Phi Iota Mu.
Supposed to be a mixer. There's no one here to mix.
They're over there, aren't they? The Kappas.
Well, they're definitely not here.
I know that, Dipswitch. I can see that.
Mona addresses the crowd at Zeta.
And now, let the sacrificial rites begin! It is time for this virgin to get sacrificed in the boiling jello lava!
Some muscular guys carry a beaming Natalie past on a chair. Above the jello lava pool.
The time is now.
Shelley and one of the bare-chested muscular guys help Natalie onto the top of a slide that winds its way down to the jello lava pool. Natalie kneels and holds her arms aloft, then sways as smoke erupts around her. Wearing a sparkly white bikini with a matching tiara on her curly red hair, Natalie flops onto the slide. Revelers cheer as Natalie splashes into the orange water, then salutes the crowd as she surfaces. Colby hurries over to help her out.
Yeah. I've never seen anyone get sacrificed before. That was so hot.
I mean, I don't know anything about Aztecs, you know, or their culture. But, I mean, I do know that I had fun.
Yeah, I don't know anything about them either, so that's awesome.
As the massive party rages, Ashley and Courtney arrive in the bamboo pulpit and scan the scene.
What have the Zetas become?
Oh my god. Popular.
Shelley dances between the beaming Natalie and sultry Joanne. Carrie Mae, Harmony, Mona and Tanya join in the fun as Ashley and Courtney look on jealously. Lightning flashes, fireworks go off and the party is showered in sparkling golden lights. The next evening, the girls are together in the hallway.
Remember, be
sexy. Shelley answers the door to Oliver, who wears a shirt and grey jacket.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow, you look great.
Thank you.
You ready?
Shelley heads out and shuts the door.
Do you mind if we walk?
Oh, yes, I like to walk. And that's not the only thing I like.
Well, you have a wide range of interests?
Oh, yes, a big range. Oh, wait here for a second. I think I dropped some money over here the other day. I just don't know wherever could it be.
Maybe it's over here by this manhole.
I just went over there to look for my money, which I had dropped the other day. I think it was a dollar coin because I heard a clanging. But anyway, wow. Who knew steam can be hot?
Yeah, that's...
I wonder what they did when Marilyn Monroe did it. They probably added soothing botanicals to the steam rising from the manhole. I like that word. Manhole.
A waiter.
All right, what can I get you guys?
Instead of the mahi-mahi, may I just get the one mahi? Because I'm not that hungry.
I'll ask.
Chicken piccata.
Well, piccata, yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
Piccata. That's another word I like. Piccata.
Yeah, it just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Sounds like jada.
Yeah. Or the Spanish armada.
I like to rhyme.
Yeah.
The bill arrives.
And Stairmaster, two-tone the buttock area. I'd show you, but who really wants to see my butt? I mean, it's just a silly old butt with no tan lines. Yep. Wow, this was really good food. I hope it doesn't go straight to my butt. I mean, I think my butt would still be a pretty good one, though. Yep, my ass. Oh, well, this has been fun, but we should probably wrap it up because I've got another date at 11.
Are you serious?
Well, what's a girl in demand going to do?
Wow, okay. Yeah. Well, dinner's on me. I'm gonna get going. I wouldn't want you to keep the other guy waiting.
Oh, wait! Your biceps are huge! Kiss me!
Oliver leaves the restaurant. Her burned legs bandaged at the knees, Shelley returns to Zeta House looking despondent.
Yeah, right.
Shelley's back! Shelley!
How'd it go?
How'd it go, what? Shelley?
Oh... not good.
What?
I don't think he likes me. He didn't fall for any of my tricks.
Oh, your tricks are impossible.
That's impossible. Your tricks always work.
I did sexy. I did
other guys want me. You know, I worked every angle in the book. But I don't know, he just stared.
What if Oliver is one of those guys who wants to have, like, a conversation with a girl before he hooks up with her?
He's gay?
No, he's not gay.
Oh, I don't know.
Shelley flops down.
I'm just saying, you know, maybe he wants to talk first. What if Oliver doesn't mind a smart girl? I know.
Wait. So I have to learn things about things and stuff? About topics? Can I even do that?
Yeah, you can do
that.
You
can do anything you say your mind, Shelley.
The girls surround Shelley as she studies. Natalie writes some notes by her side. At college, Shelley and Natalie are in class together. Shelley studies with a frown as Natalie looks bored and paints her nails. A lecturer points to the names Baldwin, Boyle, Cheever and Chekhov written on the blackboard. Tanya walks alongside Shelley in a corridor. Little Tanya mounts a ramp while testing Shelley's knowledge as Shelley continues along the floor. For a moment, Tanya looks taller than Shelley. Wearing a painted-on moustache, Natalie sits next to Shelley. Between them is a whiteboard with intelligent conversation topics written on it. In the imposing college library, Shelley collapses under the weight of some heavy books, then piles up more books at a desk. Looking eager, Shelley sits in class. Looking fascinated, she goes through books in the library, then sits up with a start and wheels her chair along the desk to investigate another book. Shelley appears to find what she's looking for and rolls her eyes. She reads poetry on a veranda overlooking a pretty garden. At Zeta House, she's dressed in a sober grey cardigan. Natalie and Joanne are there.
But you can't even tell I have boobs. Don't you think I should show them a little something? Give them a little philanthropy?
Shelley, good job. You used philanthropy. That was fun.
You know what? You're still too sexy. Ooh, Nat, what if she wears your glasses?
Good idea. Okay. Here, try these.
Natalie's bottle top specs.
Oh my God, Natalie, you should really go to an eye doctor.
It's actually how I got those glasses. So have you called Oliver yet?
Yes. He didn't seem too excited to be going out on a second date, but he said yes, so here goes.
All right, now remember, just be yourself, only different.
No, you said word,
pretty much entirely different.
Tell
you
him
know,
you're not allowed to.
Tone down the sexuality.
And religion,
it's
always
a
really good
first
date.
Don't
stare at him.
If you
want me,
just pretend
he's
your brother.
That
makes you feel a little bit better.
You have to call Shelley.
Say you're nauseous.
With Oliver.
A nuclear non-proliferation treaty should ease tension in Asia. Well, that's my thought.
Are you okay?
Oh, yes. These glasses don't make me dizzy or anything. Elucidate on that.
Well, you seem to know a lot about North Korea and the Middle East. It sounds like you really read the paper.
Oh, all the time. I'm just nuts about the paper.
So, have you given any thought to who you might be voting for?
I'm not sure yet. I definitely won't listen to what Simon says. He is just so mean. I usually always agree with Paula and Randy. Oh. Oh, you meant the president of the United States. The United States of America. USA, for short. 50 states, if you include Hawaii. Most people do. I'm definitely pro-Hawaii.
Excuse me.
Oh, thank God.
Can I get you anything else?
No, I think we're good. Thanks.
Hey, I know where I know you from. You were in Playboy, girls with GEDs, right?
Oh, heck no. No. Those girls are all boobs and no brains. I'm too busy in a library reading books with dust on them. Oh, psh.
Sorry, my mistake, then. Sorry.
No. Playboy, God. Can you believe it? Whew. I'm still hungry, even though we just ate. Oh, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. I... Just so sorry, let me take care of that.
It's okay. Are those index cards?
No, index cards. They're napkins. They're not index cards with writing on them. Oh, let me get some more napkins.
So it's okay, really. I think.
Shelley jumps up, barges over a table, then rolls under another table and cracks her head.
Sweet balls!
Oliver hurries over.
Oh, I can't believe that happened.
Sorry about all the gravity.
Are you all right?
Oh.
She removes Natalie's specs.
I'm sorry, Oliver. I'm sorry. I need to go.
Shelley looks sadly at Oliver, then turns to go. She has a long line of something pink and stretchy attached to her that springs back and splats into her face. At the Playboy Mansion, miserable Hef sits on his bed eating Haagen-Dazs ice cream. There are 5 empty pots on the bed in front of him.
Come on, Puffin, you've been in here for days. Let's watch a movie, it'll make you feel better.
I don't get it. Why would Shelley just leave?
It's for the best. She wasn't happy. I used to hear her crying in her room late at night.
I think I'd like to be alone for a bit.
3 blondes go, but Cassandra stays.
I could stay with you.
No, just bring me more ice cream.
Hey! Wake up! Nothing! Who cares? Who cares? What have I done to poor Shelley?
Marvin whacks a blender aside.
You're not gonna tell him, are you? No, you can't. I'm gonna be the next Miss November, not that little blonde bitch.
You found my weakness. Used it against me like kryptonite. But that's never gonna happen again.
Protective nipple stars.
Oh, Mr. Hefner.
At Zeta.
Guys, remember, we only need 30, okay?
Okay.
First up, Christian Withers, pre-med, family in Greenwich.
Yes, so
like.
Cute.
Yeah, cute. Totally. Cool.
Yeah. No doubt.
Very cute.
In.
Guys, we just made our first pledge acceptance.
Yay!
Okay, cool. All right, next up, Jill Palmer. Colorado, theater major. Ooh, her father owns like half of Aspen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shelley pulls up outside in her clapped-out station wagon. She grips the steering wheel and hangs her head.
Why am I such a yummy dummy?
Next one. Nancy Nagel, English major from Florida. But she does drive a Porsche.
I just don't know about this one. I kind of feel like we've created this image. I just don't feel like she's gonna fit in.
The girls are looking at photos of the pledges on a projector. Shelley gets out of her car.
I'm just saying, she should have spent the Porsche money on a nose job. She said she broke it in a skiing accident last year, and I'm like, okay, I'm sure the nose surgeon would take the Porsche as a trade-in.
Booyah, snap!
Carrie Mae clicks her fingers. Outside, Shelley answers her mobile phone.
Hello?
Hey, Shelley, it's me.
Hef?
Yeah.
Hef? Oh, is this you? Oh my gosh, how are you? I can't believe you're calling me. How is everybody at the mansion? How are things?
Good news. I'm going to make your next month's centerfold.
You're making me Miss November?
That's right.
Oh my gosh. Are you totally serious or is this not Hef? If this is Hef, blink once. If it isn't Hef, blink twice. Did you blink?
I'm so glad you haven't changed, Shelley. And I want you to move back to the mansion. It's just not the same without you here.
Oh, Hef, I just can't believe it.
Believe it, baby. Okay, here's what happens. We shoot the pictorial. We'll have you do a 25-city tour of the United States. And then from there, we're going to travel Europe, ending with a 1-week stay in Monaco. We're going to coordinate your pictorial with the Playboy Channel documentary on the life of a centerfold. The exposure is going to be wonderful, but it doesn't stop there. We're going to pull out all the stops for this one, Shelley. It's going to be huge.
Hef?
Yeah, baby.
Hef, I'm so sorry. I'm so happy that you called me. And I love you, but I don't think I can do it.
I can't leave my Zeta girls.
What?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm home.
She hangs up. Indoors.
Katutu Jahiman, sociology major from India. Everyone?
I remember this one. She seems kind of weird.
I actually got that too. Not like, and I live in the wall and eat crickets kind of weird, but just like a little off.
Boo to Katutu. Next.
Stop it!
Lily?
Look at you people! Honestly, is this really what you've become? Judging other girls on their appearance? Calling them weird? I'm sure glad I joined when I did because honestly, I don't think I would make the cut these days. And neither would a lot of you. I can't believe that Zeta's become just like Phi Automu. A bunch of snooty bitches!
Lily, you talked.
And you're British?
The girls look awkward. Natalie slumps back into the sofa. Shelley heads up the front steps and into Zeta House. Shelley wanders into the living room smiling.
Hi, everybody. I'm home.
This is all your fault.
Yeah. You know what, Mona? You're right. It all started with this fake hair and your stupid water bras.
You know what? Before you got here, we were individuals. You've turned us all into stupid bimbos.
Yeah. We were fine the way
we look
were.
Ridiculous.
I mean,
we
look
ridiculous. Why am I looking like this? I cannot believe you let me do this to my
guys.
Stop.
Come on.
Stop. Stop.
Guys.
I can't even explain
what
I
said.
I
understand, and I'm sorry. So, thank you guys for everything. I'm gonna go, and I really hope to see you guys in the future.
She goes.
Shelley.
As Shelley heads back out of the front door, Natalie throws her arms up, slumps onto the sofa, and holds her head in her hands. Shelley's on her mobile outside.
Hi, Hope, it's Shelley. I was just kidding, silly. I can't wait to be back at the mansion and be a centerfold. This is the happiest day of my life.
Dear Oliver, I'm so sorry I couldn't tell you this in person. It was way too embarrassing to face you after everything. I am leaving the Zeta House to fulfill my lifelong dream. And I know that what I've decided to do won't make any sense to you at all, but I have joined the Peace Corps, and I'm going off to work in the mountains of a country called Peru. I'm going to meet lots of interesting people. I'm sure it'll be very hot where I'm going. And even though it's going to be super hot, I will be bundled up in clothes, barely showing any flesh. I only tell you that because I don't want you to worry about me getting sunburned.
To Cassandra.
Hef told me what you did, and I don't think it was very sisterly of you.
You are so vapid.
Actually, I'm ingenious and philanthropic, and you're a backstabbing bitch.
Cassandra goes.
Nice job. That was awesome.
I hope everybody at the old folks' home is doing great. And as for the Zeta girls, I'm sure they're doing fine. Oliver, I hope you think of me every once in a while, and when you do, I hope they are good thoughts. Love, Shelley.
Shelley picks up Pooter.
So, we'll be half Shelley and half who we really are.
Can we be 60% Shelley? I mean, say what you want about her, but the girl had style. What?
She had style? She still does. I mean, she just wants to be back at the Playboy Mansion.
Well, whatever we're gonna be, we need to figure out, you guys. We still need 30 pledges by October 15th, or we can just kiss it all goodbye.
Want to be a part of something real? Zeta.
Hi, Zeta. Tell 29 of your friends.
Listen up, ladies. Zeta was founded on the tenets of sisterhood, friendship, and philanthropy. Here you go.
Yeah, and since then we've added some pretty kick-ass parties to the list.
Yeah, but instead of judging and rejecting, we'll put all the pledges we get into a bowl and we'll draw 30 names out.
Natalie, what'd you do to your hair?
I could change it back.
Why?
Everyone gets haircuts.
Oh. People have lots of different styles all over the world.
Yeah. In China, they usually tend to layer it, I've noticed. This isn't China, though, so I just, you know, I can put it back to how it was.
Oh, no, why? You look great.
You do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look great before with the hair, but I mean, this feels more you. I mean, besides, it's not like I want you to be my girlfriend just because of your hairstyle, so.
Your girlfriend?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It's kind of presumptuous. It's like, hey, you want to be my girlfriend? Blah, sit next to me. And no, I mean, you don't want to be my girlfriend. You got guys falling from trees for you, and it's like, here I am, just goofy dude.
Goofy dude? Colby, I want to be your girlfriend more than an electron wants to attach to a proton.
That much?
Natalie nods as Colby leans in for a kiss. The couple kiss nervously, then part suddenly. Colby frowns at an anxious-looking Natalie.
What? Did I mess that up? Because I can do that so much better.
I was just thinking Shelley.
Oh, thank you, Shelley.
They embrace and kiss passionately. At Zeta House.
Okay, guys, close your eyes.
They dip into a jar containing bids on folded pieces of paper.
We're gonna keep the Zeta house.
Oh my god.
Zeta, go Zeta, go Zeta, go Zeta.
Lily, go mail the bids.
At the post office, Lily carries the tied up stack of bids over to a desk. A handsome blonde guy approaches her.
Hi. Are you new on campus? I don't think we've ever met. I'm Cole. Cole Trickle.
Yes, I just transferred. My name is Lily.
Hi.
Hi.
That girl over there just dropped these on the floor, and she's really into that guy. And I don't want to interrupt her.
Okay.
Can you mail these out for her?
Sure thing.
Thank you.
You should totally mail me your number sometime.
Okay.
Just give it to me.
I have
a great memory.
Oh. Where are my envelopes?
Oh, you dropped them, but I got it, and they're going to be mailed right out.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, my number is 76.
It was great meeting you, Nellie.
My name is Lily, actually.
Yeah, whatever.
Bye.
Ashley switched the envelopes.
Now can I see your presentees?
No.
Ashley throws Cole's arm off her shoulder. At Zeta House, Mona paces around the living room, which is decorated with pink garlands. The rest of the girls sit around on the sofas looking perplexed.
I don't get it.
Why didn't anyone show up?
You guys, come here and look at this.
They join Mona at the window. Ashley greets guests outside Phi Iota Mu.
I'm Ashley.
Come
on
in. Nice to meet you guys.
Hi. To Lily.
You did send out the invitations, didn't you?
Yes. But there was this boy there. And I never talked to a boy before, you know? And he distracted me just for a minute. And then I saw him talking to Ashley, and they knew each other. I could tell by the way that they talked, I'm sorry.
Across the road, Ashley makes a crying gesture and waves to the Zeta girls. There's a busy photo shoot around a pool at a hotel. Shelley's in skateboard gear in the unfilled pool.
People, all right, that's enough. Let's go. We're done. We're shooting this November, not Miss December. Let's do this. Give me the fog. Win. Let's go. Music. Let's go. Let's shoot this. Miss November. Immortality. Let's go. Woo! All right, here we go. It's Shelley's time. Come on, Shelley. It's so hot. Oh, yeah. Sexy salad, Shelley. Oh, my gosh. You're gorgeous, Shelley. So hot. Come on. Work it, Shelley. Come on. Let's see some... Shelley?
Stop. Stop the fog, Steve. Mary, hold the wind, please.
What's wrong, baby? Okay? You sad? Sad monkey?
I don't think I'm your Miss November.
What?
I'm sorry.
She turns.
Shelley, wait. Shelley. Shelley, come on. Shelley. She's serious? Shelley. Shell monkey. Should we take a shower and talk about it? Shelley.
Wearing red hot pants, knee-length socks, and a red bra top, Shelley wanders into the car park.
Natalie? Oh my gosh. How did you find me?
Oh, just a little bird told me.
What bird?
Marvin called us. I thought... We didn't think you liked us anymore.
Oh my gosh, no, I've missed you so much. Oh, hi, girls. Oh my gosh. You guys are beautiful. Oh, I've missed you guys so much.
You're the best house mother anyone's ever had, and I'm really sorry for what I said to you.
No, we really missed you, Shelley.
Yeah. So, how'd the rest of Rush go? Did you guys get your pledges?
Zeta had a ton of people interested, don't get me wrong, thanks to you, but nobody showed up because Ashley stole all of our bids.
No. So the house is gone?
They'll make it official today at the Panhellenic Council meeting this afternoon.
So there's still a chance.
Shelley, it's too late. I mean, I don't think there's anything that we can do.
Natalie, together we can do anything.
Today's meeting is tinged with sadness. Unfortunately, not all of us will be returning next year.
Yes, that's true. So with that said, that brings us to our last order of business.
Shelley and the girls arrive.
Oh, dear.
We're here to save our house. I don't know how this big meeting stuff works, but...
Enough of the freak show. What I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted...
Hold on! Wait.
Shelley looks flustered.
I have something to say.
Clutching the microphone, wide-eyed Shelley faces rows of people, including the Zeta girls, who watch her expectantly.
Shelley, say something.
I'm allergic to erythromycin.
Oh, for God's sake, Dean Simmons, enough is enough. Do something.
Shelley, the council has come here today to really finalize this, so...
No, this is germane to our predicament.
Oh, well, as long as it's germane, please continue. Just give her a minute.
Facing the crowd...
I'm allergic to erythromycin. I took it once when I had a cold. I was 16, and it gave me itching. I mean, everything itched. My legs, my arms, my earlobes, and other stuff, too, but I can't say because I'm live on the air right now, and you can't say ass cheeks, right?
You just did.
But I said it kind of quietly, I think.
Mona gives Shelley the thumbs up.
But besides the itching, the erythromycin also made my skin glow. It gave me, like, this glowing tan. And I suddenly felt like another person. Different. Better. Prettier, I guess. What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle.
Michelle, do you know that feeling that I'm talking about? Where you suddenly feel pretty and next thing you know you feel better about yourself? Well, that was what was happening to me. My allergic reaction made me feel pretty. And so I ignored all the bad side effects because suddenly people were talking to me and they were noticing me. And even though I was itching like crazy, it was worth it to feel accepted. And so I couldn't wait to get a cold so I could take my erythromycin. But underneath that beautiful glowing skin, I still had that cold. Well, that's a meteor.
The word is metaphor. Can you really be that dumb?
She's not dumb.
Thank you, Natalie. And Mrs. Hagstrom, I meant meteor. It flashes by and burns bright, but then it disappears. And that was what was happening to me. The real me just disappeared.
Is anyone buying this?
I am not an expert speech giver. But I do know that one day, when your looks are gone, if everything you have is based on looks, well, then you've got nothing. You need your friends and your family by your side to love you for who you are, not what you look like. At the Zeta House, our new motto is be who you are, because we're a family. We're a family that loves you on the inside. So we need you to stand forward and be a part of that family. We need 30 people right now to stand forward and pledge Zeta.
Hey, honey, you had me in a GS cheek. I'm in. Me too. Me too. I'll be a Zeta. Me too. I'll pledge.
Six,
me
seven,
too.
Eight,
me
nine,
too.
10, 11,
I'll
10,
pledge.
12,
I'm in.
13. Come on, we need 30.
I'll do it.
14, 15,
put your hand down.
16,
I'll join.
17, 18, 19, 20, excellent. 21, 22, 23, come on. 24, 25, 26 on top, thank you. 27, group pleasure right there. Come on, two more, 28, 29. One more, just need one more. Come on, everybody. One more. One more, get your hand up. Come on, be a Zeta.
Come on.
Come on. Come on, one more. Just need one more Zeta. One more, come on!
Pound the gavel! Why are you dragging this out? There's nobody else, it's over! Ha 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 ha, you Zetas!
Harmony arrives.
Please! There's one more new Zeta!
She holds up her baby.
No, sorry. Can't be a baby pledging a sorority, gotta be a student.
That's right. Rules are rules. Oh, well. Bye-bye. Time to pound that gavel. Meeting adjourned. Dunzo. Pound that gavel, Dean.
I'm really very sorry, girls. I know how hard you've worked for this. It hurts me to do this, but I...
Stop! I would like to pledge Zeta.
What?
I like everything that Shelley said. Are you out of your mind? And God, do you know how sick to death I am of you? A Phi Iota Mu? I've been a Phi Iota Mu, how? I want to be a Zeta.
Courtney barges past Ashley and joins the bouncing Zeta girls.
No.
Mrs. Hagstrom takes the floor as Shelley trots over to the girls for a group hug.
Okay, so Zetas keep their house. Meeting adjourned. Now, go study something.
Ashley marches up to Mrs. Hagstrom.
What are we supposed to do now?
Let's start with this.
Hagstrom thumped Ashley's chest back at Zeta House.
So cool.
Katie, let me show you upstairs.
This is so great. Everything worked out so perfectly.
Well, not perfectly. I mean, I messed up things with Oliver because I moved to Peru and left him a note.
Well, actually, he didn't really move to Peru.
I know that, but he doesn't.
Standing in the hallway.
Oliver. I was literally just talking about you. How did you know that I got back?
Let's just say a little bird told me.
I gotta meet this frickin' bird.
It's me, Shell. I'm the bird. I called Oliver.
Oh, thank you. It's so great to have such nice friends.
Oliver has some flowers.
And Oliver, I have to admit, I never went to Peru.
I know.
Thank you.
She takes the flowers.
And I was in Playboy.
I know that too. And I don't care. I would like to try this again. Except this time, no manhole covers or bubble gum. Just see where this goes.
Yes. I'd like that.
Great.
A handshake.
Oliver.
Oliver.
I'm Shelley.
Nice to meet you again, Shelley.
Dear Hef, everything worked out. We got 30 new Zeta sisters and the house was saved. And Oliver and I started dating again.
Oliver is kind and sweet, and when we kiss, I see stars and he sees fireworks. And he says that means that we're in love, and he's right, because otherwise, when we kiss, we'd see stuff like pencils and empty ketchup bottles. Oh, and the Zetas decided to throw a big party in my honor, and I felt just like that girl from the storybook. You know the one. What's her name? Oh, yeah.
Cinderella.
Outside Zeta House, the girls remove a blindfold from Shelley's eyes. She gawps at the huge applauding crowd. ITFC audio description was written and voiced by Alex Newman. Directed by Fred Wolf. Written by Karen McCullough-Lutz and Kirsten Smith. Produced by Adam Sandler, Jack Giraputo. Harmony sings on a stage outside Zeta House. Produced by Alan Covert, Heather Parry. Executive producers Anna Faris, Kirsten Smith, Karen McCullough-Lutz. Director of photography Shelley Johnson. Production designer Missy Stewart. Editor, Deborah Chiate. Goofy Hunk Colby joins the girls on stage. Anna Faris, Colin Hanks, Emma Stone, Kat Dennings, with Christopher McDonald and Beverly D'Angelo. Catherine McPhee, Rumor Willis, Kylie Williams, Dana Goodman, Kimberly McCook. Monet Mazur, Tyson Ritter, Sarah Wright, Rachel Spector, Owen Benjamin, Holly Madison, Bridget Marquardt, Kendra Wilkinson, special appearance by Hugh Hefner. Casting by Lisa London, Catherine Stroud, CSA, music by Waddy Wachtel, music supervision by Michael Dilbeck, Brooks Arthur, costume designer Mona May. Co-producers Deborah James, Jason Burns, Richard Rosenzweig. The Zeta girls strut through the pedestrian precinct with Shelley after their makeover. They pass an annoyed-looking girl who shoves her gawping boyfriend. Outside Zeta House, the watching crowd swing their hips and sway as Harmony joins them with the mic and sings. The Zeta girls gyrate on stage in colourful outfits. I Shelley Darlingson, Anna Faris. Oliver, Colin Hanks. Natalie, Emma Stone. Mona, Kat Dennings. As himself, Hugh Hefner. Dean Simmons, Christopher McDonald. Mrs. Hagstrom, Beverly D'Angelo. Harmony, Catherine McPhee. Joanne, Rumor Willis. Lily, Kylie Williams. Carrie May, Dana Goodman. Tanya, Kimberly McCook. Cassandra, Monet Mazur. Colby, Tyson Ritter. Ashley, Sarah Wright. Courtney, Rachel Spector. Marvin, Owen Benjamin. As herself, Holly Madison. As herself, Bridget Marquardt. As herself, Kendra Wilkinson. Steve, Tyler Spindell. Sarah Playmate, Sarah Jean Underwood. Lauren Playmate, Lauren Michelle Hill. Hiromi Playmate, Hiromi Oshima. Cop, Dan Patrick. As himself, Sean Salisbury. As himself, Matt Leinart. As himself, Shaquille O'Neal. Playboy photographer, Nick Swartzen. Kip, Jay Hayden. Tyler, Matt Barr. Guy at Barr, Christopher Titone. Karaoke Trio, Michael Bernardi, Mike Falco, Marlon Hunter. Paramedics, Josh Richmond, Tony Ervolina. Trent, Tana Redman. Michelle, Michelle Fields. Tall Blonde Girl, Nikki DeLoach. Short Brunette Girl, Lindsay Godfrey. Medium Blonde Girl, Alison Kolish. Fanny, Jackie Benoit. Girls at Panhellenic, Catherine Kane Nagasaki, Rachel Sadak, Ashley Schneider. Phi Iota Mu, Jennifer Tisdale. Mona's Interviewee, Adam Shapiro. Mean Prostitute, Angela V. Shelton. Sweet Prostitute, Julia Wolof. Tall Prostitute, Jonathan Loughran. Boutique Manager, Kathleen Gatti. Kappa Eta Sigma Housemother, Missy Stewart. Guy at Pool Table, Robert H. Harvey. Calendar Buyer, Ryan Rotman. Post Office Clerk, Mitch Gibney. Limbo Guy, Ben Lyons. Karaoke MC, Dale Thomas Crupler. Francis, Charles Robinson. Copyright 2008, Columbia Pictures Industries, Incorporated and Beverly Boulevard, LLC. All rights reserved. Columbia Pictures Industries, Incorporated is the author of this film, motion picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed, and the names herein, are fictitious, and any similarity and or identification with the locations, names, characters, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Columbia Pictures, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company.